February 2nd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the greatest challenge in the world today is to recognize the truth and live according to it. If all of you could and would do this, you would have peace and unity in the world. As it is, people become enamored with their own opinions and do not open their hearts to right reason. Such spirits lend themselves to confusion, self-righteousness, and even the refusal to listen to the truth. This is the case in politics, governments, false religions, as well as individual souls. As this continues, there will be more violence, more unproclaimed wars, and a continued weakening of moral standards. I will permit, as a result of all of this, new diseases, confusion in the financial world, and the threat of greater wars, as the knowledge of weapons of mass destruction spreads. So you see how important my truth is. You see how the acknowledgement of sin can save lives, as well as souls. Take to heart my call to you today to live in the truth of my commandments." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.